The mighty God, the great I am, Alleluia, Alleluia. You are the mighty God, you are the great I am, Alleluia. Hallelujah, you are the mighty God, you are the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are the mighty God, you are the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia, eni la lagbara, atobiju. Alleluia, alleluia, eni la lagbara, atobiju. Alleluia, alleluia. Oluwa, sokale, wa fi agbara re han. Oluwa, sokale, wa fi agbara re han. Oluwa, sokale, wa fi titobi re han laye wa. Oluwa, sokale, wa fi agbara re han. Oh Lord, come down and manifest your power. 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 You are the mighty God, you are the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God you are. What a mighty God you are. Heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before you. What a mighty God you are. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty God, you are the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. Eyin l'Olorun wa atobiju. Alleluia, alleluia. Eyin l'Olorun wa alagbara. Alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty God. You are the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. Our God. Mighty and powerful God. We worship and praise you in our midst tonight. Great and awesome God, we bless your name in our lives, individually and collectively tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you, for you, our God, the God of all gods and the Lord of all lords, the great and mighty God, the awesome and fearsome God, who does not show partiality. He is unbiased. Father, you are God that will not take bribe. You are the mighty God, the God of justice and vengeance. That we give you praise, we give you honor for all that you have done for us, O Lord, for what you are doing right now in our lives, and for that which you are able to do even in our lives as we continue our journey here 2023. We thank you because you are the mighty God. There is no other God like you. There's no God that can stand side by side with you. You are the sovereign God. You are God that rules over us. Father, we say be thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for this moment that we gather again, even to seek your face, O Lord, on this mountain of power. We have come to seek your face, O Lord. We have come to this throne of grace to receive mercy, so that we will find grace for help, even at this time, even at this dangerous time. Father, we thank you because in your presence tonight, we will find grace and we will get help, even against the enemy of our souls, even against the enemy that are rising up against us. You will show yourself mighty on our behalf. Father, we thank you. We bless you forever. Your name be praised in the name of Jesus. Thank you for open heavens upon every soul on this mountain tonight. Thank you, Lord, because our prayer we have sent unto you as sweet smelling savor, oh Lord. And Father, you will answer us, oh Lord. Testimony we abound in the name of Jesus. That you will bless you. We worship you. Father, we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sought deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates of nations, O ye gates of states, O ye gates of city, O ye gates of neighborhood, O ye gates of vicinity, that this message is being transmitted at this time, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over our lives, individually and collectively, over every area, atmosphere, that this message has been transmitted at this time, in the mighty name of Jesus. That we thank you, we bless you, Lord, for in your presence today, O Lord, you will reward us. For your word said that those who seek you will find you. You are the rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Father, you will reward us accordingly. Every minute, every second that we are going to spend before you tonight, you will reward us, O Lord. Testimony shall abound. Our lives shall reflect, O Lord, even our presence and meeting with you. It shall be evidential that we have come to see the face of the Most High God. And so shall it be that people will say of us, these are the ones that have sought the face of the Lord, and we can see his glory even upon them. So shall it be our testimonies in the name of Jesus. Father, I dip myself in the blood of Jesus. I hide myself behind the cross of Calvary. Daddy, I pray, O Lord, speak for thy servant here, right? And I pray for every one of us, that Lord, as we will decree your presence, as we will declare your word upon our lives, remember your word has said, even unto Moses, tell them, whatsoever thing they say is in my hearing, that I will do unto them. Daddy, today we enter into that covenant that as we are going to decree tonight, everything we are going to say tonight, every declaration, every proclamation, Father, every prayer, oh Lord, Daddy, you will do unto us likewise to the glory of your name, even to the shame of our enemies and even to our joy. Thank you, King of glory, Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Quickly follow me to the Bible passage for tonight, the book of Nahum. If you have your Bible, open with me, Nahum chapter 1. We're going to go through verse 1 to 15 quickly. Then we go into the business of the day, even raising prayer points as we go through the Bible passage and other Bible verses that God will give us the grace to go into and pray the word of God into our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Nahum chapter 1, I read. A threatening oracle against Nineveh. The book of vision of Nahum from Echos. The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord takes vengeance and displays his anger. The Lord takes vengeance against his adversaries. He will maintain his rage against his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger, yet great in power. The Lord will certainly not let the guilty go unpunished. He marches out in the wild wind and in the storm. Storm clouds are like dust stirred up by his feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry up. He makes all the rivers run dry. Bashan and Carmel are completely withered. The bud of Lebanon are completely withered. The mountains quake in front of him. The hills melt away. The earth in front of him rises up. The whole world and all who live in it. Who can withstand his anger? Who can resist his fury? His rage is poured out like fire, and the rocks are torn down by him. The Lord is good. He is a place of safety in the day of distress. He knows those who seek safety in him. But he will bring this place to a complete end by an overwhelming flood. He will drive his enemies into darkness. No matter what you plot against the Lord, it will destroy your plot completely. Disaster will not need to strike them twice, because like tangled thorns, like the liquor of drunkards, like fully dried stubble, they will be consumed. Verse 11 of Nahum chapter 1. Someone who plots evil against the Lord has gone out from you, but his wicked plans are worthless. This is what the Lord says. Even though they are at full strength and are numerous, nevertheless, they are sure to be cut off and they will disappear. Even though I have humbled you, I will not humble you any longer. Now I will break their yoke from your neck. I will tear apart the shackles that are on you. The Lord has issued a decree against you. There will be no descendant to carry on your name. I will put an end to the carved idols and molten images in the temples of your God. I will dig your grave because you are cursed. The last verse for tonight, the book of Nahum, chapter 1. Look, a herald is coming over the mountain to proclaim this good news. Peace. Celebrate your sacred festival, Judah. Fulfill your sacred vows to praise God. For never again will wickedness overwhelm you. It has been completely destroyed. Look, a herald is coming over the mountain to proclaim this good news. Peace. Celebrate your sacred festival, Judah. Fulfill your sacred vows to praise God. For never again will wickedness overwhelm you. It has been completely destroyed. And so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven, we thank you for being our defense and deliverer from those that are arrogant and wicked to us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Exodus 18, 10 to 11 says, bless the Lord. Jethro said, for he has saved you from the Egyptians and from Pharaoh and has rescued Israel. I know now that the Lord is greater than any other God, because he delivered his people from the proud and cruel Egyptians. I want you to pray, decree and declare, the great and mighty God will show his greatness and mightiness against your enemies going through this year 2023 in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, the great and mighty God will show his greatness and mightiness against our enemies as we are going through the year 2023 in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, the awesome and fearsome God will be terrible and dreadful against Pharaoh and Egyptians oppressing and depressing you and me tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, God will be just in our matters against our enemies. He will judge all our enemies according to their deeds towards us in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, God will arise for you. He will judge your matters. He will judge your case against your enemies, those that have judged you wrongly, those that have condemned you wrongly, according to their deeds, that Lord will judge them in the name of Jesus. He does not preserve the life of the wicked, but he grants justice to those who are weak and humble. You are weak. They know that you are weak. You are a weaker vessel. And they have taken advantage of you. You don't even look big. And they have taken advantage of you. They have taken advantage of your humility. They have taken advantage of your humbleness. They have taken advantage of you trusting and even innocent, even to all they did. The Bible says, our God, my God, your God, does not preserve the life of the wicked, but he grants justice to those who are weak and humble, according to the book of Job chapter 36 verse 6. So I decree and declare tonight that the Lord Almighty will not preserve the life of the wicked one in and around your life in the name of Jesus. That Lord God Almighty, the mighty God in battle, will not preserve the life of the wicked ones, even in and around your family members in the name of Jesus. That Lord will grant you justice to because you are weak, those that have used you, those that have taken advantage of you, that Lord will grant you justice against them in the name of Jesus. Our Bible passage tonight narrated the acts of God Almighty, awesome God and fearsome God, against the enemy of his people, the Israelites. It was a declaration from God concerning Nineveh, the capital city of Assyria. Assyrians are stubborn and dangerous enemy of Israelite. But the God of the Israelite is a jealous and avenging God, according to verse 1 to 2 of the book of Nahum, chapter 1 that I read, that says that a threatening oracle against Nineveh. The book of the vision of Nahum from Echoes. The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord takes vengeance and displays his anger. The Lord takes vengeance against his adversaries. He will maintain his rage against his enemy. My brothers and my sisters, your enemies are God's enemies. Your adversaries are God's adversaries. Anyone that stands up against you stands up against God. And who is that one that can defeat God? The Bible says your God, my God, is a jealous God. He's an avenging God. My brother and my sisters, do not be fearful. His love protecting and demanding what is rightful and uniquely is. That is what God is going to do for you, because he's going to take over your battle, because he's going to defend you, because you belong to him. He will protect you even against that enemy that are advancing against you. That enemy that said that, oh, she escaped year 2022. We will follow her into year 2023. My God is saying that tonight, know that your God, my God, is a jealous God. God is jealous of you and of me. And he's an avenging God. He will avenge you of your enemy. He will avenge me of my enemy. Those strong enemy, those ones that are stronger than you, that are stronger than me, that Lord himself will arise and fight your battle. giving the totality of your life to Him, serving Him wholeheartedly, and having no side God, like then we say side chicks. You don't have side God along with Him. Be at peace. He got your back. He will arise for your sake and show up for you. Terribly against those that are arrogantly oppressing and are being wicked towards you at any realm and at any level, physically or spiritually. I want you to pray, my God, my Father, you are a jealous God. Tonight, be jealous for me and deliver me from anyone or God oppressing me in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, because your God, my God, is a jealous God, He will arise for us. He will be jealous of us and He will deliver us from anyone, even from group of people, even from God that have been oppressing us tonight in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, our Father and our God, He is an avenging God. Tonight, avenge me, avenge us, O Lord, of our accusers and adversaries in the name of Jesus. Protect us against their wickedness in the name of Jesus. They will not listen to your side or to your story of the incident, but they will judge you. Everyone that has judged you wrongly, tonight God will avenge you in the name of Jesus. God will take vengeance upon them in the name of Jesus. He will silence all your accusers in the mighty name of Jesus. He will be wroth with them, even with fury, anger, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that our God, our Father, prove to our oppressor and enemies that he possesses us and He created us purposely for His glory. He will defend us His glory in the name of Jesus. He will pour His wrath upon all our adversaries, upon our accusers, upon all those that have been doing wickedness, even against us in the name of Jesus, even against the body of Christ, in Jesus' name. Nahum chapter 1 verse 3 to 5. Says, the Lord is slow to anger, yet great in power. The Lord will certainly not let the guilty go unpunished. He marched out in the wild wind and in the storm. Storm clouds are like dust tear up by His feet. He rebuked the seas and makes it dry up. He makes all the rivers run dry. Bashan and Carmel are completely withered. The bud of Lebanon are completely withered. The mountain quake in front of our God. The hills melt away before Him. The heart in front of Him rises up. The whole world and all who live in it. Hallelujah. Beloved of the Lord, be at peace. Once again, I'm telling you, your God and my God, though He's slow to anger, at the same time, He is great in power. He is the true judge of justice. He is God of justice. And He will not let go freely the wicked and the evil ones. The book of James chapter 4 verse 12 says, there is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? And also in the book of Psalm 94 verse 2, it says, rise up, O judge of the earth, render recompense to the proud. My God, your God is the only lawgiver, is the only true judge, and is the only one that is able to save and to destroy. So don't fear any man. Stand tall, raise your head up in victory, because you have the true God as your God. The God of justice is your God. Our God and our Father, you are the judge of the earth. Arise and render judgment to the proud ones in our lives tonight, in the name of Jesus. Our God, the true judge of the earth, by no means let not the wicked and the evil ones in our lives go unpunished, in the name of Jesus. Anyone that have been wicked to us, O Lord, anyone that have done us evil, Father, do not let them go unpunished. Anyone that have done wickedness against the body of Christ, Daddy, because you are God of justice, because you are God, that you are jealous of us and you are an avenging God, avenge us of all our enemies, all our oppressors in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, Almighty God, the judge of the earth, tonight, rebuke all man sin. When I say all man sin, anybody that have turned himself or herself to see before you, that have turned herself or himself to River Jordan before you, I decree and declare that Lord will drive him or her up completely in the name of Jesus. Today I stand on Jesus, the solid rock. I decree and I declare that anyone that turns himself or herself to see before you, before me, before your progress, before your advancement and breakthrough, that said over his or her dead body will you progress. God rebuke and dress such a person and such group of people up tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. The Bible says in the book of Joshua chapter 5 verse 1. Now, when all the Amorite kings west of the Jordan and all the Canaanite kings along the coast heard how the Lord had dried up the Jordan before the Israelites until they had crossed over, their hearts melted in fear and they no longer had the courage to face the Israelites. I decree and I declare tonight, our Almighty God will dry up anything that stands as Jordan before us going to our promised land. As we go in the year 2023, anything that constitutes Jordan before us, anyone that stands as Jordan before us, the Lord will drive such up before us today in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, as from tonight, the hearts of our enemies will melt for the fear of our God in our lives in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no one will be able to stand. The Bible says, and they no longer had the courage to face the Israelites. I decree and declare, you are a terror to your enemy, even to their camp, to their kings, to their princes, even to their warriors in the name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 23:27 says, I will send my terror ahead of you and throw into confusion every nation you encounter. I will make all your enemies turn and run before you. Hallelujah. So I decree and declare, our jealous God, our God of vengeance tonight, we are your people. Tonight, dry up all rivers before us as we journey into the year 2023 and forever. I decree and declare tonight, by the power of our jealous God and God of vengeance, ahead of us into year 2023, mountain quake before us, mountain quake before and melt before us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, you are the one going ahead of us into the year 2023. You are God, you are jealous of us. And Lord, you are jealous, oh Lord, a jealous God and a vengeance God. That do we pray, oh Lord, this year 2023, let all ills melt away before us. In the name of Jesus, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Our God is a jealous and avenging God. Going ahead of us into year 2023, let all the earth be shaken before us. In the name of Jesus, unshakable must be shaken, immovable keep on moving. My God is God of vengeance. Unshakable must be shaking. Unshakable must be shaking. Immovable keeps on moving. My God is God of vengeance. Unshakable must be shaking. According to the book of Agur, chapter 2, verse 6 to 7, this is what the Lord All-Powerful said. In just a little while, I will once again shake things up. I will shake heaven and earth, and I will shake the sea and the dry land. I will shake up the nations, and they will come to you with wealth from every nation. And then I will fill this temple with glory. That is what the Lord All-Powerful said. I decree and declare, All-Powerful God, you are our God. Tonight, shake things up for our goodness. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, going to year 2023 and henceforth, the God God of vengeance, our mighty God, all powerful God, we shake things off our goodness in the name of Jesus. All powerful God, you are our God. Tonight, shake heaven to drop our blessings upon us in the name of Jesus. Shake the earth to spring out all our buried blessings in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the all powerful God, tonight every blessing that has been buried by the enemy of your father's household, of your in-laws' household, even enemy that you don't even know that is your enemy, but God to know the source of your blessing and have buried it, tonight the Lord will shake the earth and the earth will spring forth and we vomit even all your buried blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, powerful God of vengeance, tonight shake the sea and dry land for our sake. Shake the seas, oh Lord. Father, dry up land for our sake, oh Lord. Let sea and dry land vomit our blessing. By your powerful might, oh God. By your power, oh God. You are God, oh God. You are God, avenging God. Daddy, shake the heavens and the earth, oh Lord. Father, let the earth vomit our blessings. They have swallowed in the name of Jesus. My brother, my sister, look at what the book of Job, chapter 20, verse 15 says. He swallows wealth, but must vomit it up. God will force it from his stomach. I want you to pray. Open your mouth. Anything, anyone that has swallowed up my blessing, my wealth, that has swallowed up my health, that has swallowed up my progress, Father, today, oh, I command by the power of your name, that thing, that person, vomit it in the name of Jesus. Vomit my blessing, vomit my health, vomit my wealth in the name of Jesus. The Bible said God will force it from his stomach. Whatsoever thing that have swallowed your blessing, whatsoever thing that have swallowed your breakthrough, whatsoever thing that have swallowed your advancement, whatsoever thing that have swallowed your health, your divine health, God tonight, all powerful God, God, avenging God, tonight force it out of their stomach, force it out of the stomach of such a person, force it out of the stomach of such a thing, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, man and woman, boy or girl, that have swallowed our wealth, our blessing tonight, by the all-powerful God, vomit up in the name of Jesus. Throw it out of your stomach. God, force them out of your stomach in the name of Jesus. All-powerful God, yes, tonight is the night. Oh, you are the avenging God, tonight, trouble the stomach of everyone that has swallowed our blessing. Let me tell you, that fish that swallowed Jonah up. I believe that 3 days. That 3 days was trouble for that fish. I decree and declare, let stomachache, stomach pain, let that person, let that thing that swallowed our blessing be troubled in the name of Jesus. And let it throw, vomit even our blessings unto us in the name of Jesus. Verses 9 to 6 to 9 of that Nahum, you can read it by yourself. Believers in God, believers in Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, no one can stand against our God. Our God is the Almighty and all-powerful God that none can withstand his wrath that burns like fire, which shattered the rock. The Bible says in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 6, Lord God of our ancestors, you are the God in heaven. You rule over all the kingdoms in all the nations. You have power and strength. No one can stand against you. Hallelujah. Having this word of God, blessed assurance that no one can stand against your God. I pray, our Father in heaven, you have all power and strength. As we are going to this year 2023 and beyond, be our stronghold in all times, at all times, in time of troubles, in the name of Jesus. Be our strongholds, be our defense, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare, every one of us, we have taken refuge in you. Almighty God, continue into year 2023 and forever. Care for us, O Lord. Care for our family members. Care for our friends. In the name of Jesus. Care for all the body of Christ. Care for everyone on this mountain tonight. Because we have trusted you and we have taken refuge in you. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, you are our stronghold, completely destroyed with overwhelming flood. All that stands as Nineveh in our lives. All that stands as Nineveh in our ways, all that are oppressing us and depressing us, that be completely destroyed with overwhelming flood tonight. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, when the enemy come like a flood, the Lord will raise standard against them. That day tonight, like a flood, raise standard against all enemies, standing along our way to promised land, standing along our way to progress, standing along our way to breakthrough. That day tonight, oh Lord, destroy with overwhelming flood. In the name of Jesus, Almighty, all-powerful Heavenly Father, tonight, chase all our enemies into darkness forever in the name of Jesus. Oh, powerful Heavenly Father, tonight, chase all our enemies into perpetual darkness forever in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 9 of that Nahum chapter 1 says, no matter what you plot against the Lord, it will destroy your plot completely. Disaster will not need to strike them twice, because like tangled tongues, like the liquor of drunkards, like fully dry stubble, they will be consumed. Tonight, Almighty God, all-powerful God of vengeance, destroy completely anyone, any group of people making plans, evil plans against us, evil plans against me. Oh, you are God of vengeance. Destroy completely tonight. According to your word, even in Nahum chapter 1 verse 9, that says the Lord will completely destroy anyone making plans against him. Trouble will not come a second time. That day I decree and declare, all powerful God of vengeance, as from tonight and henceforth, let no trouble of any kind come the second time in my life. Let no more trouble rises up against me from any angle, from any man, from any realm, from any kingdom. Permit no trouble to rise up against me and my household. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Verse 10 to 13 of that Nahum chapter 1. Because like tangled tongue, like the liquor of drunkards, like fully dry stubble, they will consume. Someone who plot evil against the Lord has gone out from you, but his wicked plans are worthless. This is what the Lord says. Even though they are at full strength and are numerous, nevertheless, they are sure to be cut off and they will disappear. Even though I have humbled you, I will not humble you any longer. Now I will break their yoke from your neck. I will tear apart the shackles that are on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare, all powerful God of vengeance, tonight, all our enemies that tangle like thorn bushes, cause them to stagger like drunkards, and let them be burned up like stubble. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, as many that gather together against you, they will be dried up, they will be consumed like dry stubble in the name of Jesus. The fire, the consuming fire of the Lord will consume them, according to the word of God in Nahum chapter 1, verse 10 to 13. And I decree and declare, all powerful God of vengeance, tonight, destroy whosoever is the wicked counselor of my haters and enemies in the name of Jesus. Oh, look at what God did, even concerning Ahithophel. I decree and declare, every evil counselor of your haters, of your enemies against you tonight, the Lord will destroy by his mightiness, by its power, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, all powerful God of vengeance tonight, destroy whosoever plots evil against me, in the name of Jesus. Whosoever is plotting evil against you, against the body of Christ, against the children of God, against your husband, against your wife, against your children, against your brother and sister, against all that God has given unto you, by the power of the word of God, tonight, God of vengeance, we destroy them in the name of Jesus. They will not be able to carry out their enterprises in the name of Jesus. Their cancer will be destroyed. They will not fulfill their plans in the name of Jesus. The Lord will not permit them even to carry out their evil plans against you, against me, against us, the people of God, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 81 verse 14, I would quickly subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversary. Oh, powerful God of vengeance, tonight, quickly subdue all our enemies before us in the name of Jesus. Tonight, our God of vengeance, quickly turn your hand against our adversaries in the name of Jesus. Turn your hand against those that are in opposition to us in the name of Jesus. At any level, at any realm, in any place, anyone in opposition to your progress, anyone in opposition to your advancement, anyone in opposition to your joy and jubilation, the Lord will turn his hand against them tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. My brothers and my sisters, going through this year 2023 and beyond, our all-powerful God of vengeance says, according to that Nahum chapter 1 verse 12 to 13, you can read that. These are the words of the Lord. Believe his word, so shall it be unto you. I don't care the number of those who are advancing against you or those who are gathering against you and me. As the Lord God has said concerning them, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. All powerful God of vengeance, according to your word, in the book of Nahum chapter 1 verse 12 to 13, that did tonight destroy at least of the enemies in my life. Destroy, O Lord, the coming together of the enemies in our lives as your people, in the name of Jesus. All powerful God of vengeance, cause all our enemies disappear before us this year 2023, in the mighty name of Jesus. All enemies that follow us into this year 2023 and even to this prayer mountain tonight, let them disappear even into this year, into this prayer right now, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. My brothers and my sisters, remember, all Pharaoh's chariots, warriors, and their weapons of war disappeared in Red Sea, according to the book of Exodus 15:4, that says, Pharaoh's chariots and army he has cast into the sea. The finest of his officers are drowned in the Red Sea. Olori ogun won, awon selected ones, won ajele gboro, ton ele ki batini, tabi to fowo soya, that edamida, all of you sit down. I will deal with her. I will deal with him. The Bible said that those chief officers are drawn in the Red Sea. So I decree and declare tonight, by the power of the word of our God of vengeance, that tonight our God of vengeance cast the finest, the strongest officer of our enemies to Red Sea tonight. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, because our God is a jealous God, our God is an avenging God, for the sake of your name in our lives, for the sake of your name in my life, oh God, do not punish us in the presence of our enemies. Do not let our enemy laugh at us, oh Lord. That if by your mercy, save us in the name of Jesus. My brothers and sisters, sin is a reproach to God, to people. And sinner will not go unpunished, but he chose us as his own and have shown us mercy. Therefore, by his mercy, he said he will not punish us. Hallelujah. It's the mercy of God that erased, that canceled the judgment of your sin. The Bible says mercy triumphs over judgment. Thank God that he has shown his mercy unto you and is so graceful unto you. Grace upon grace is available for you. Father, we just thank you for the mercy that we receive. We thank you for grace upon grace that you have declared unto us this year 2023 and henceforth. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 54:7, God said, for a brief moment I forsook you, but with great mercy I will gather you. I decree and declare, our jealous God. You are jealous of us. Thank you for forgiving our offenses and showing us mercy in the name of Jesus. Because of your love, because you have called us your own, because you have chosen us to be treasure to you, because you delighted in us. Oh, all-powerful God of vengeance, by your mercy upon us tonight, break the yoke of any bondage from our neck in the name of Jesus. Break all yokes from our necks in the name of Jesus. Our God of vengeance, by your great mercy shown unto us tonight, tear off the chains of Assyria. Oh, tear off the shackles of the oppressors. Every oppressors, every chains of the oppressors. Father, break them asunder in the name of Jesus. Oh, powerful God, tonight, burst all our bones, oh Lord. Father, break into pieces all bronze and iron that chain us apart tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. The last two verses for tonight, verses 14 to 15 of the book of Nahum chapter 1 says, the Lord has issued a decree against you, against Nineveh, against your enemy, against that one that says you will not go over, against that one that says I will pursue, I will overtake, and I will exert my desire upon him or upon her. Hey, who is that person? The God that drowned Pharaoh's men and their chariots in Red Sea is the same God as your God. Is the same God as my God. Is my God, is your God. And he said that I will put an end to the carved idols of the wicked ones. That thing that they are worshiping, even their demon, that Lord will destroy them all together. And he said that you will hear good news. Oh, remember, because let me tell you, you better be talking to every sense, all your body. Talk to your eyes. You my eyes, you will not see evil. You my ear, you will not hear evil. You my hand, you will not touch evil. Oh, you my leg, you will not take me to evil place. Let me tell you, take charge. Take charge. Don't leave everything for somebody else to do for you. Take charge. Take charge. Take charge. God's word is valid. His word is settled and is the final. Nothing can change his word. The word of God is a decree. His judgment is final against your enemies and my enemies tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want us to decree according to the word of God. Tonight, for my enemies, there shall be no descendant to carry their names. It's not Becky's word. It's the word of God. There will be no descendants to carry on your name. Let me tell you, I was discussing with a sister this afternoon. I said, this God is fearful in praising. This God is just too much. When he's ready to fight for his own, oh, nobody can stand. Look at what happened, even to Abraham and Dathan. They stood up against the man of God. The Bible, God himself dug the grave for them. The heart opened up and he swallowed them. Not only them, their family. Not even only their family. Even the whole of their tent. So that there will not be remembrance of them. That is what God can do for you. As long as you have chosen him and you have given your life totally to him. Don't scare any man. Don't be scared of that wicked person. According to the word of God, there shall not be descendants to carry the names of my enemies in the name of Jesus. According to the word of God, according to the decree of the Almighty, all-powerful God, God of vengeance, against my enemy, he will put an end to their carved idols and molten images in their temple. Wherever it be, in their altar, on their altar, that image that they are putting, they are giving oil, and they are paying homage, whatever thing, that they are calling your name there, the Lord said that he will destroy it. God will bring an end to that. The fire of the Lord will destroy. God will useless the idols of my enemy and of your enemy that they are using against you in the name of Jesus. Those things, that masquerade that you are saying, that Lord will destroy them tonight in the name of Jesus. He did the same thing in the land of Philistine. Remember, their God was destroyed before the Ark of Covenant. I decree and declare you, Ark of Covenant today, any idol they are selling to you, any images, any masquerade. Anything they are sending to you today, that thing will break into pieces before you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the word of God Almighty, by the word of God of vengeance, all gods of your enemies are destroyed before you tonight. In the name of Jesus, I decree that I, Becky Adedokun, I am Ark of Covenant of God. God lives in me. I am the sanctuary of God. I am the seed of his dominion. Therefore, any idols of the enemy, any images, any masquerade, they will be destroyed before me and before you. In the name of Jesus, God, by your word tonight, dig the grave for all enemies that want me dead this year, 2023. All enemy that want you dead this year, 2023, and even your family member, the Lord himself will dig their grave as he did unto Dothan and Abiram. In the name of Jesus. Go and read that in the book of Numbers chapter 16 verse 32. That is where that story is. You can find it there. That God is your God, is my God, and is God of vengeance. And he's ready to take vengeance against your enemy. He's ready to avenge them. Verse 15. Hear God decree and declare peace for his people. So he's decreeing and declaring peace unto us, unto you, and to me tonight in the name of Jesus. In the midst of this trouble and unrest, world, he is extending unto you and unto me, my dear brother, my dear sister, peace like a river in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 66 verse 12, for this is what the Lord says. It's not Becky's word. It's the word of God coming unto you. Behold, I extend peace to her like a river, and all the glory of the nation like an overflowing stream. So I decree and declare that God Almighty, we extend peace unto you and to me. We extend peace to his people, even like a river, and all the glories of the nation, the glory, the blessings of the heathen, all we move, he will direct towards us like overflowing streams in the name of Jesus. All powerful God tonight, decree and declare the good news is our portion. As from tonight, you our ears, hear ye the word of God. The word of God has declared that good news is our portion. So shall it be. None of us will hear bad news for any members of our household concerning anything that pertains to us. Only what we will hear, only what you will hear, you might hear, is good news. So I decree upon every soul on this line, only what you hear, you will hear this year 2023, and henceforth is good news. The victory song shall be yours in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare your decree, O power of God, that I will always have reason to celebrate Thanksgiving. I will all have reason even to fulfill my vow to praise you. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to our generation. I will sing of the goodness of the Lord forever. I will sing of the goodness of the Lord. I decree and declare, you will always sing of the goodness of God. You will not default in thanking God. You will not fail your vow in praising him. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the word of God, I declare that never again will wickedness overwhelm you and your household. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare the decree of the Lord that never again will wickedness overwhelm us. So shall it be that never again will wickedness overwhelm us in the name of Jesus. No evil will overwhelm us. The people of God, in the name of Jesus, I declare the decree of the all-powerful God of vengeance, that evil and wickedness are completely destroyed in our lives tonight by the power of the word of God. So shall it be that evil and wickedness will not rise up again in our lives. In the name of Jesus, will not rise up again in our families. In the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Daddy, we just thank you. How wonderful. You are the mighty God, the great I am. You are the God. There is no one like you. None can stand against you. You are a jealous and an avenging God. Thank you for that which you have established, that which you have done for us tonight. Father, thank you because with this confidence, we continue our year 2023, knowing that our God is ahead of us and fire goes before him, devouring all his enemies. Daddy, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for grace upon grace that we receive that has given us this help. Even as we continue year 2023 and beyond, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you all adoration. Forever your name be praised. Father, we worship you. We decree and declare. We declare that you are the mighty God. You are the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Same time next week, remain blessed. In Jesus' name, I love you. Becky Adedokun. Bye.